Great to have your company on day two of the ball. Michael Felgate, Matt Nevitt with you as we try and find you all the Wednesday winners here. And the man who's got the most difficult job, without a doubt, over the 3 days here is Dermot O'Connor. He is the track manager. And we spoke to you yesterday, Derm, about the fact that this is such a different Warrnambool because we are basically racing in summer conditions for Warrnambool. And today is no exception. How was yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday was overall, I thought, went well, all things considering. Team did a fantastic job. I thought the track actually held up really well. What a great day of racing we had yesterday. Like the Scotty Stewart Briley was fantastic, and all things considering, I thought it held up really well. It was definitely a little bit more chop up on the home turn, but all in all, I thought it held up quite well. So going really well, I thought.
When we were leaving the track yesterday after the races, it just started to rain. It looked like it was going to get a bit miserable. I don't think it got too bad, and obviously this morning's absolutely beautiful. So in terms of what you've had to do over the last 12 hours or so, how have you managed the track?
Yeah, so we only got 0.3 mil, so absolutely nothing in the great scheme of things. Mm-hmm. We did a course check. It was still in about that early soft six range. We realised, though, that that would dry out over the next coming days. We had a discussion with the stewards yesterday, and what we decided to do was along the front straight and home turn, we'd give it a light roll with a tyre roller, just of where they've basically ran over. And then on average, we've given 4 mil of irrigation. I was talking to our most senior track team member, Fitzy, and he said that in 24 years, he's never seen the irrigation come out for maize. So that just shows you how dry it is. All you need to do is just look in the paddocks. You see just this green, beautiful, lush strip in the middle, and then just brown and yellow. But look, it just is what it is. It's just how we go about it. So, good work from the team.
With the irrigation, we spoke yesterday about how you didn't irrigate the inside to try and balance it up. Was the irrigation across the entire track overnight?
Yeah, so it was after the consistency of that and helped out the track, we've done all the sprinklers. So all the track got irrigated. Came up nice and consistent again. So we're really happy with that. We feel that it should hold up for both days now. So we won't need to irrigate now, which is fantastic.
I think most people would agree it did race leaderish yesterday. It seemed hard to make ground. What were your thoughts on it?
I thought at the start, it was not too bad. I thought it was actually pretty good. Definitely by the end, it's definitely not undeniable. By probably the last three or four races, it started to definitely do that. It's not ideal. It's not what you'd want to set out as trackman.
Why do you think that's the case, though?
I think a lot of people were holding. It was still pretty stuck on the inside and all of that. I think a lot of people were still trying to fight for the three. And I think definitely the bit of chop up that happens from on the races definitely doesn't help out at all. So it was definitely not on the rail as people thought. It was more that 3 to 4 metre mark that I definitely noticed. But as track manager, you take responsibility for that. Hopefully the irrigation and all of that and what we've done, and especially to roll it, helped that out. And we didn't roll the middle to outside as such. So maybe that will play a factor into today, because generally they'll go work their way out. So it's kind of tough to say to pinpoint one thing, but they're just what I think.
I was going to ask you exactly that. As track manager and your track staff, can you get any idea as to how you think it will play today?
Yeah, I think to be honest, I think we'll start to notice maybe more of a shift on the middle to outside because of that chop up from working on the inside. There's definitely some noticeable firmer areas from the middle to outside, and that's commonplace when you're going to have races in 3 days in a row. So I do think they'll start to shift outside. We haven't moved the rail, it's still in the true position, and then what we'll probably do tonight is similar to what we did last year and year before, which is move the rail out 4 metres on the home turn.
Yeah, so is that pretty predictable as to what you can do after the meeting today, because you know what conditions you're going to get pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much so. It's a little bit of copy and paste from every year, but obviously you've got to adjust. It's kind of like a template, but if it's in this situation, you do this. If it works like this, you go that way. So that's kind of how we go about things. I reckon we'll probably end end up rolling properly today. But we'll just wait and see. See how the track dries out. See this bit of sunshine. I think that will help dry out the track a little bit more.
How effective is the rolling?
It definitely helps us big time. It definitely makes it, like, especially for a dry night. So that was a big helping factor last year after all that rain we received on that Wednesday morning. That definitely set us up for Thursday because we had a nice dry night and it really dried that top deck and made it almost, it was almost a heavy eight, really, I thought. That worked out well. It definitely helps us a lot, but you've got to do it at the right time. If we had rolled heavily and then irrigated, well, that top profile would have been absolutely soaked. It would have been almost in the heavy range and then everyone would have been going, well, what the hell are you doing? Why are you irrigating? So, you know, that's why we decided to go with the lighter roller. And we thought that did a fantastic job yesterday.
Do you anticipate with this fine day today, you're going to have to put a lot more water on tonight?
I don't think so. Obviously, time will tell. If anything, maybe the jumped affected areas might need a bit more irrigation, but I don't think so. No, we're pretty much on a late soft seven at the moment. So I think how things stand, I wouldn't think that we'd have to irrigate, but who knows? Time will tell.
So soft seven for the flat course as well as the jumps course?
Yes, correct.
And expecting maybe an upgrade?
I think if anything, maybe late, very late in the day.
Okay. Have you got any whispers for us today?
Surely something.
I think, is it me? I'm going with another local, but I think, is it me? Lower weight, back-to-back. I must be going with the back-to-back theory, I think. But I know Dan's only got the one feature horse, so I think that's the one to go for.
I like it. And just to give the listeners a bit of insight, what time did you and your track staff leave here last night, and what time do you get back this morning?
So yesterday morning, myself and a couple, one other started at 5 o'clock, and the last person that left was about 11 o'clock at night, finishing off the irrigation. So big team effort by everyone. They just do a fantastic work, and it's a long day and all that sort of stuff, but just seeing everyone up and about, seeing the great crowd and the hill, you know, come alive, and just the grandstands come alive. It was a fantastic crowd. Just over 7,000 yesterday was fantastic. So super proud of the team. They do a fantastic job, and can't wait for the next 2 days.
Bring it on. Good on you, Dem. Cheers, mate. We'll chat tomorrow.
No, beautiful. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Matt. Really do appreciate it, guys.
Dermot O'Connor, the track manager here at Warrnambool.